Well, we're back in the kitchen.
Are we?
We are in the kitchen because it's just kind of commemorating our online classes are starting.
Yes.
In a few weeks.
Yes, very exciting.
And so we've been in the kitchen doing that, so we just thought we'd stay in the kitchen.
To record. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So this is not a single fork. Let me jump in here again. This is the podcast, not the online classes.
No shit, Sherlock.
Just
and
saying.
You can't watch the podcast, guys.
Yeah, you cannot watch our podcast.
Yeah, so
maybe
people,
at some point we'll do a little blurb here or there. We'll
recording of us recording.
Or reel or something. Yeah. I don't know how you do that. But anyway, this is not a single fork. I'm Candace.
I'm Natalia.
And we're going to talk to you today about more ingredients and recipes.
Yes, so we all made it through Christmas.
Yes, we did. One way or another.
We did.
Yeah. So,
and
it
for
was
us
many
here,
challenges.
There are many challenges for all of us. But one of the weirdest things was that it was 75 degrees.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
It was in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, I remember many Christmases that warm.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Oh, but it's been a long time.
It seems like it's been warm like this frequently.
I don't remember one.
Not this warm.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of Thanksgiving, but I know that we've had many, or maybe not many, but we've had a lot of Christmases that have been 70 degrees.
It was very odd. My family and I were able to sit outside and we had breakfast and we had dinner outside.
Yeah,
we had dinner outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I wasn't all bundled up, and there wasn't a big fire raging. And
no, because it would have been very hot.
Very sweaty then. I would have sweat in my food. So what did you end up making for Christmas dinner?
I made prime rib.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was good.
What'd you have with it?
Well, first of all, I reverse seared it.
What does that mean?
That means that you cook it low and slow in the oven for several hours to bring it up to temperature.
Okay.
And then you take it out. And you just tent it with foil until you're ready to finish it. And then when you're ready to finish it, you set your oven. Well, okay, so the low and slow is like 200 degrees or less in your oven.
And how long is it in there?
It was in there like 4.5 hours.
Holy shit.
And
okay.
this was just a 3-rib roast. It
okay.
wasn't a giant roast. And then you take it out, you tent it with foil, and then when you're ready to go, then you crank up the oven to 500 and put it back in for like 8 minutes.
Okay.
And then what it does is that finishes it sears it.
Oh.
And it makes the fat cap real crackly. And it was beautiful, medium rare.
That's awesome. What'd you have with it?
We had carrots. I made glazed carrots.
Yeah.
And I never make carrots.
Because you don't like carrots?
Well, no, I like carrots.
Why do you never make carrots?
I don't
carrots?
Know. It's one of those things where I think, well, that's just so mundane.
Oh, my God.
To have carrots. But they were really good. It was a honey garlic glaze on them.
Yum.
And they were really good. They were kind of charred a little bit. And then I did risotto.
Ooh.
And we had cranberry sauce.
Basic risotto?
Mm-hmm. Just with Parmesan.
Mm-hmm. Yum. That
yeah.
sounds amazing.
It was good. It was
yeah.
a good dinner. Yeah.
That sounds very festive.
What'd you do?
Well, when you said low and slow, it reminded me. And for those of you out there that I've had this discussion with, I apologize, just fast forward or something. But this doesn't have to do with my food. But I low and slowed oranges for my Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
I literally, low and slow, each batch took like 6 fucking hours
yeah.
at 200 degrees.
Well, you were kind of dehydrating
them. I was dehydrating them. And
yeah.
it said, you know, if you have a dehydrator, then that's great. Use that. But if not, you do like 200 degrees. And one recipe or whatever instruction said 1 to 2 hours. One said 5 hours, flipping every 30 minutes. And I was like,
Fuck that shit.
I am not flipping 75 fucking slices of oranges every 30 minutes. So I just put them in. I flipped them once, but I put them in and I did 3 batches and each batch took 6 hours, obviously over different days. But I love them, and I don't know if they're going to keep or not, but I'm going to try to keep them for next year and see what happens.
They're so cute.
So I just strung them. And
the tree looks great. I love the way it looked.
Oranges on my tree. So anyway, that was my low and slow, but that's not what I ate. That'd be sad. I ate, we had lasagna and Caesar salad.
I love that.
We had homemade lasagna and Caesar salad, and mom made some gingerbread cookies and some little like individual tarts, like a lemon curd tart and an apricot tart and mince pies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I had some mince pies and with a little bit of cream, heavy cream on top, boozy cream. I make heavy boozy cream.
Yeah. Kind of like a, what was that? Oh, I know, a hard sauce like you put on bread pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And it was nice. We played games. Apparently, there's a ton of people in my family that don't know how to fucking play Uno, which made me want to kill myself, but that's okay. And I was like, Mom, you taught us how to play this fucking game. Why don't you know how to play? Anyway, so we played some intense Uno and spoons. Have you ever played spoons? They made fun of me because I'd never heard of spoons.
I've heard
of it.
It's
a card game.
Yeah.
And you have like plastic spoons on the table and you have to like sneaky grab and like everybody has to grab them. But we didn't have spoons, so we used knives. So we played knives.
Okay. Plastic, I hope.
Yes. Although I think it would have been more fun if we played with like
actual knives. Steak knives.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. We had a good time.
We played Jenga.
The big one outside? Do you have the big one outside?
No, no, no. We played regular Jenga.
Regular Jenga.
Yeah.
That's fun, too.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It really was fun.
So we're through Christmas. Everyone can take like a sigh. I feel like there was lots of things and stressors and stuff going on between COVID and travel and everything else this year. And now we're going into the new year.
Let's put 2021 in the rear view mirror, for God's sakes.
Yeah. I think 2020 and 2021 are just going to be fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Garbage, yeah. Trash, fire, or whatever. So New Year's Eve is coming upon us.
It is.
And then what is our topic today?
It's Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas for
not,
New Year's.
Not the group.
We might have to play some, though, for this segment. Play some Black Eyed Peas. Okay, so.
I do like that group.
I do like the Black Eyed Peas, too. So, yeah, let's have a discussion about this, because this is a new thing. Not new thing for me, but I didn't grow up eating Black Eyed Peas. I didn't know it was a thing for, it's New Year's Day, right?
New Year's Day, yeah.
Like anytime, like lunch, dinner?
Well, I think anytime after midnight.
Okay.
You can start eating your Black Eyed Peas. And, you know, I thought this was something that was common across the United States, but it's not.
Oh.
Because I know of people in other parts of the, well, like in the North.
Mm-hmm. They don't eat Black Eyed Peas.
They don't, they don't know the folklore associated with Black Eyed Peas. And they're like, why do you eat Black Eyed Peas for New Year's.
So why do you eat Black Eyed Peas for New Year's?
Well, it dates
back. Tell me a story, Candace.
It dates back to the Civil War, actually. Okay. And it's associated with the South because they would, they grew Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, that's where they grow.
It's kind of like, you know, when you grow soybeans, you know, they grow in the ground and it's just another crop and whatever. And so apparently the Union soldiers didn't understand what they were, so they just left them alone. They didn't, you know, they burnt all the other crops.
They didn't know that it was like edible?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Apparently not. And so there was an abundance of Black Eyed Peas available, not only just for the Confederate troops, but then later, during that time for the slaves, because people didn't value Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
And so the slave owners or whatever, they wouldn't, you know, give them anything to eat, they would go out and they'd pick the Black Eyed Peas and make all these delicious dishes and say, fuck you, you know, I'm making black eyed peas.
Yeah, which they should be saying fuck you anyway, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So that's apparently where it originated, that there was a lot of black eyed peas and they were good to eat, but you had to develop a taste for black eyed peas.
Why are they weird?
Some people describe them as earthy or nutty, and I would describe them as tasting like dirt.
Oh, so you love them.
I do love black-eyed peas, okay. But not just, my mom loved them just plain.
Okay, so, but wait, why does that make them good luck on New Year's Eve day? New Year's Day, excuse me.
Because it has to do with...
Just lucky that the crops were there, thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
It just was happenstance and the black-eyed peas were there.
Because now we eat them for good luck for the year, right?
Right. Yeah. And there's some stories that you have to eat 365 black-eyed peas.
You can't eat 366?
Well, I don't know. But
or a minimum of 365.
Apparently a minimum. You can't have like one.
I feel like that's
one.
A lot. Well, no.
I think that's a lot.
But that seems like a lot.
It does seem
I guess
like
if
a
you
lot.
Have all day, you can just snack on them.
Yeah, or you could, you know, make like the Texas caviar with the black-eyed peas. And
what the fuck is Texas caviar?
Well, it's like a cross between a salsa and a salad.
Oh, so you can like chip and dip it?
Chip and dip it. Yeah.
Okay, so because they have this earthiness flavor, my words are working so well. Do you have to prepare them a certain way, or?
Well, like I was saying, my mom liked them just
like boiled.
Boiled and, you know, put some butter on them or whatever, salt and pepper. But they really do taste like dirt. They taste like the earth.
Okay.
And just on its own, it's like, okay, but these taste like dirt. You know, why would I want to eat a big bunch of these?
So do you do like ham and shit with it?
So people have created recipes that enhances the flavor or, you know, works well with dirt flavor. Either covers it up or, you know, makes it taste...
Complimentary to the dirt flavor.
Complimentary to dirt flavor, yeah. So okay. Bacon,
okay.
Onions, garlic, jalapenos... There's the, you know, Hoppin' John that adds rice.
What's a Hoppin' John?
Hoppin' John is the name of the black-eyed peas and rice.
Oh, it's the combination of those two things.
Yeah.
I see.
It's a recipe that's called Hoppin' John.
Okay.
But then, so black-eyed peas are supposed to represent coins.
Oh.
And so with your coins, you have other things like you want to have paper money. So people have greens. With black-eyed peas.
And that represents the paper?
That represents green paper money. And so my personal favorite is collards with black-eyed peas. My mom, here's another thing. I never really understood this when I was growing up, and I don't know what it is. And I've looked it up. Maybe you want to look it up.
She loved
poke greens.
We had this discussion.
We had that discussion a while back, and it is a weed. It's just like it sometimes it'll just grow wild in a garden. But it was very common when she was a kid that you would go pick poke greens and then you'd boil them up and, you know, cuz they boil everything and then have them.
Okay. So here it's called poke salad. Salad?
Yeah. It's poke salad.
Salad.
Yeah.
Is a weed that can be foraged and found in the eastern United States and in Mississippi. It's cooked and eaten much like you would prepare and cook spinach.
Yeah.
Here's the best part, though.
Yes.
The difference in the preparation, though, is that poke salad?
It's just called poke greens.
Poke greens. Will need its poison cooked off once or twice through boiling.
Correct.
So it's a fucking poisonous weed?
Yes.
You knew that?
I did know that.
What? Did your mom know that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, otherwise you'd die from eating it.
Well, okay.
But she loved poke salad.
So you have to boil it twice?
Yeah, you can't eat them raw. That would kill you.
Apparently.
Yeah, poke greens.
Why don't we just eat spinach? Collard greens aren't poison. None of these other greens we've talked about are fucking poison. Why are we picking the poisonous one to eat? Good luck because you survive and then Happy New Year to you?
I just think it was, I thought it was interesting because I remember this when Mom was very elderly in her waning years. Remember Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bobby was somewhere and in a backyard or whatever, and she found poke greens.
Bobby's a woman.
Yes. Bobby.
Okay. I'm just letting our friends know. Yeah. Okay, so she was in someone's backyard and found poke greens.
Poke greens, and brought them back to Mom, and Mom was so excited. You cannot even imagine. And they fixed poke greens.
Okay. And so did you ever eat them?
No, I've never had poke greens. And I don't really want to have poke greens, frankly. But it was one of those things that, you know, like turnips and all that kind of stuff, they just boiled the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
Cabbage, so there turnips, was no flavor left. Poke greens, any kind of greens, they just boiled them.
Okay.
And they just boiled black-eyed peas, too.
Right, so it's very bland.
Very bland.
Okay, so do you have a recipe that you want to share with people or that you want to discuss specifically?
Well, yes, I thought that I would share something that's kind of different, not just, you know, I mean, you can fry bacon.
You can do like you do with beans,
with any kind of beans. Yeah. You know, fry bacon, get some onion, get some garlic, you know, and you can buy in our part of the country, you can buy fresh black-eyed peas in the produce section that have already been, basically they're like par cooked or blanched or something so it's not a dried bean.
Okay.
A dried black-eyed pea, just like any other kind of dried legume or bean, is... Your nemesis.
And you have to soak them.
You have to soak them and you have to cook them for a really long time. Mm-hmm. But these you don't have to, but you get that freshness that you don't necessarily get from a canned bean. Although there are, you know, I don't have a problem with canned beans. I think if you rinse them and drain them and then do stuff to them, I think they're fine for the most part. So you can treat them just like any other bean with onion, garlic, you know, put stuff in it, rice, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know how I do my black bean pineapple salad?
Yes.
Well, for New Year's, a lot of times I'll do that with black-eyed peas.
Oh.
Yeah. And so you do it exactly the same way.
Okay, so do you have to do anything to those par-cooked black-eyed peas? You have to, like, boil them again?
Yeah, well, the par-cooked ones, yeah. Because they're still crunchy.
But can you buy them in a can?
Yes, okay. You can. And so if you buy them in a can, then you just treat them like you would the canned black beans.
Okay.
So drain them, rinse them, and then mix them in with your whatever it is. So... that's the, you know, the basic of what do we do? We do red onion, red bell pepper, jalapeno or serrano. What else do we put in that?
Pineapple, cilantro.
Red
wine vinegar?
Yeah. And then either honey or brown sugar mixed in with the vinegar before, and then finish it with some olive oil, salt and pepper.
That sounds so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
And so then you
hides either... hides the dirt flavor?
It hides the dirt flavor.
Because now very it tastes effectively. Like soap and pineapple.
Yeah. Along with dirt. Dirty soap and
dirty
pineapple.
Dirty soap and pineapple.
Yeah. So that's what I mean, although I love black-eyed peas and I love to experiment with them because they are kind of a blank canvas.
Yeah. Except for the dirt stuff.
They're some people describe them as nutty.
Oh.
But I don't think they're nutty at all. I think they're earthy and dirty tasting.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why. But
so do you eat them on New Year's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Have you always since you were a kid?
Yeah. I didn't like them when I was a kid, so I would just have a spoonful and kind of gag it down because, you know, just...
because it was boiled.
It was boiled and tasted like dirt.
So if you do it with collard greens, like you talked about earlier, do you cook those two things together?
Mm, yeah.
You just throw it all in a pot, like a stew.
I mean, you don't have to, but you can. Yeah. And then the other thing to have with it is cornbread.
Because it's beans.
No, because it represents gold.
Oh! So coins, paper money, and gold.
Right.
So that's why it's supposed to bring you like good fortune or
good
something.
Good luck in the new year.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man. Well, that's what I've been missing all my life. So I'm going to eat all the fucking collard greens,
eat all you can find,
and cornbread and see how fucking wealthy I become next year.
Yes, we're going to have a very successful...
We're going to eat...
2022.
More than 365
we're going to eat
fuckers.
A lot.
Yeah. Doesn't they make you farty too, like regular beans? Are they beans or peas?
They're legumes.
Excuse me. We had that quiz one time.
Yes, we did. Mm. Yeah. So they're very healthy too.
Yeah.
They're very nutritious.
Okay.
So all those good things and good luck.
Well, I guess we all need all that shit.
Yes, we do.
Yes, all of us. So eat your black-eyed peas. If you have a special recipe that your family has always done, or maybe you just found one or whatever, please let us know. I know you guys aren't very into communicating with us, except for...
Tiffany and Brenda.
Tiffany and Brenda. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes. Oh, and we figured out Spotify for Tiffany.
Oh, just for her.
Yes.
Yes. Just for you, Tiffany.
Shit. It took a minute, but we got it now.
Yeah. So, I guess, are we anything else?
I think we've done the black eyed pea situation.
So we say Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
So stay fresh.
Pea bags. 'Cause it's mi vida loca. It's mi vida loca. I do what I wanna. I do what I wanna. You can't tell me nothing, baby. No me diga nada. You not my mama.
Not a single fork is made possible by the Girl Can Cook cooking studio and kitchen, where real people learn how to cook real food and have fun while they're doing it. Located in beautiful downtown Broken Arrow, Oklahoma's historic Rose District, the Girl Can Cook holds recreational cooking classes during the week and private classes and parties on the weekend. Personalized catering and wine dinners to fit almost any occasion are also available. Check out the Girl Can Cook at thegirlcancookschool.com.